1228.
Request of Ree Carhus to address council regarding report on the state of houseless situation from service provision point of view.
Come on up, please.
Good morning. My name's Ree, Boots on the Ground PDX. I'm going to call this communique the true state of the houseless address. If I go 30 seconds over, or if these words seem a little hard, I would beg the council's indulgence. I believe I've earned this place. We have been involved in many projects concerning the houseless, everything from Cartlandia, the spring water sweeps. I'm going to give the city a D instead of an F as far as houseless go, because we were able to change the paradigm that sweeps had, the way sweeps happened. They're not brutal, horrible things anymore. They're brutal and horrible, but not like they were. There has been a few gains, a lot of broken promises, and a lot of distrust now on the part of us advocates towards the people sitting in those chairs. This is a real thing. It's about that season when Nurse Tricia and I from PDX Outreach Nursing start scraping frozen people off sidewalks. Here we are a year later. No housing, no land, very few shelter spaces. So what exactly have we done in the last year? I have to believe in my heart that every one of you ran for these positions because you wanted to make a difference, because you wanted to help. What have we done to help? What difference have we made? None. I want to point out that constituents are not just housed people. Sure, they have the money, but something shifts between running for office and sitting in the chair where, and I understand y'all got to raise money for your parties and stuff, and you've got to court these people. But at the end of the day, housed people are going to be mad, but they're just going to be mad. Nobody ever died of mad. Nobody ever got frostbite from mad. No one ever got terribly seriously ill from mad. Okay, if that were the case, all of Portland would have woke up dead this morning. That's not a thing. We owe an obligation to the houseless community. Now, towards that end, the entire teeth and guts have been taken out of the Houseless Initiative team. To my knowledge, there's one person left. One. God bless that man, Ben Morrow. All the teeth are taken out of it. All the guts are taken out of it. It's very hard to access you guys. I've tried to create appointments with Mr. Fish and cannot get return phone calls. And in the coming months, I'm expecting that I'm going to get appointments with you so we can start discussing the common ground and how this is going to work. I'm furious over T1. It's not about the site. It's the way it went about. It doesn't matter if you liked Ibrahim Mubarak for running it. He was the most qualified and willing to do it. This isn't Facebook. You don't have to like it. We need you to do your jobs. And that is to serve the disenfranchised, our sick, our ill, our houseless, not the housed. I'm a homeowner. I can represent myself. I do it all the time. You guys see me before. I'm here to speak for the voiceless and the houseless. This is a moral issue. I would beg the council to please get to work.
Thank you. Thank you.